Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Again, I welcome you to our show and thank you for spending time with us. Us is Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
And Diane Rufino.
Hello.
And Hal.
Hey.
And Rainer James.
Hey.
And we are all members of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And we're here to modify your conscience.
Improve your conscience.
We want to make sure that you have been educated on the facts of what's going on around our country and our local community, and we want to share with you what we have learned and what we know, and ours comes from a conservative perspective. We are constitutional conservatives. We are political activists, and
we're good at laying on guilt trips.
Guilt trips, is that what we do? And if all that fails, then we'll try to beat you into submission, if that's okay with you. It's all done with your approval, because you're in control of that radio station.
And I think you also want to point out that, as Mary said earlier, we're all dressed for radio.
That's right.
Yes,
don't we look good? Okay. Well, now that we've got the introductions done, let's start working on educating you. I'd like to ask if anybody around the table here has heard of the Equality Act.
H.R. 5.
Oh, you've heard of it. The Equality Act would amend existing civil rights laws, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Fair Housing Act, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, the Jury Selection and Services Act, and several laws regarding employment with the federal government to explicitly include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected characteristics. Folks, how far down this road are we going to go?
Well, it gets even worse, because H.R. 5 overrides the law that was passed in the 1990s, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. And the H.R. 5 says that you can't use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to justify exercising your Christian rights in the public square. And the recent example of that is the baker out in Colorado, that after he won his Supreme Court case, they came after him again. And eventually he sued Colorado for harassment, and I believe he won. And what this law would do would prevent him from doing that. And as a Christian charity or as a church, you would be not allowed to hire people because they shared your belief. In other words, if you were a synagogue and you wanted to hire a secretary, you wouldn't be able to give preference to a Jewish secretary who would understand your mission. So that's what this does. This is not equal. This is discrimination against religious groups.
Absolutely. Diane?
I have two thoughts on the H.R. 5. First of all, it's offensive because it's giving protected status to another group of people. And when you get protected status, that means, I can be hired and I can get fired, and I really have little cause of action to be fired. I have no protected status, and I can think of maybe questioning or appealing it, but really I have little chance that it's going to be appealed. But if I were if I had a protected status, then first of all I wouldn't get fired because no one wants the appeal, and if I were fired, my appeal, the threat of being appealed, they take me back. I just don't see, this group having protected status when a lot of us, we're like at the lowest rungs on the ladder. You know, you could do anything to us. You can kick, you know, not hire us, not allow us into schools, because we're just ordinary, beings, you know?
And well,
that just seems to fly against equal protection.
Well,
right?
That absolutely. If you protect a certain class of people, where's the equality? It was like the Equal Employment Opportunity Act.
Yeah.
I worked for the government, and like you said, if you were protected under Equal Employment Opportunity, you didn't get fired. And you didn't have to meet the same qualifications people that were not protected had to meet. You probably surpassed people that had a lot more experience, time, and all on the job, because you were elevated above them because you were in a protected status. Yeah. So
I think that flies in the face of equal protection. And the second thing I wanted to mention, you were talking about the Freedom
Restoration
Act. There was a case out in California where there was a Christian organization, and they didn't allow non-Christians, atheists. They didn't allow atheists in their group because they were not Christians. And this was a Bible study kind of group. So the atheist sued and said, we want to be able to join that group. Well, the court said, yeah, you have to take them. And just because you're a Christian group doesn't mean that, you know, you have to take like-minded. So in that case, it was a narrow decision because there was a school, I don't know, part of the contract. If you belong to the school, you have to sign that you'll always allow everybody. So this seems to be different. This is distinguishable, what you're talking about, because this is a school that has like covenants or, you know, restrictions. This is a church in the public square. And last time I read the First Amendment, there are no conditions on the First Amendment that you have to keep your religion in your house or on Sunday in your church. The public square belongs to everybody.
Everybody. Bob?
I'm thinking back a couple of years ago, and I believe it was Detroit Airport, where Muslim cab drivers refused to pick up fares of people with either working dogs, you know.
Service dogs
refused to pick them up because they don't believe in the dogs. And they refuse to give up their place in the pickup line for the cab. Well, it's again, that's a preference for somebody that, as the normal consumer, I want to be able to go, and either the person is willing to serve me or not willing to serve me. And then if they're not willing to serve me, they got to go somewhere else. And I'm not sure how to do it, but they were given a preference.
Right. I agree with you, because how did we get to where we are today in the growth of this nation without all these protections that we didn't have in the past? It's amazing. Hal?
Does anybody besides me believe the government is sticking its nose too much in private citizens' business?
Absolutely. And that's been going on for a long, long time.
Yes.
And that's one of the things CCTA is adamant about and working hard against. And we started at the grassroots level, working locally, trying to identify conservatives that we can rely on and trust. And if they're elected to office, we hold them accountable. We visit them often and have dialogue with them. And if they step over the line, then we try to call them back. Rainer?
I want to get real. If a person's sexual orientation is outside the norm, if they're gender identity is outside the norm, most parents don't want them teaching little children, for example. There are jobs and things that are really not terribly appropriate for them.
Well, see, now you are, I'm trying to think of the right term.
I'm being honest, straightforward, and unafraid.
That's the absolute truth.
I understand that, but you're being homophobic and some of the other...
You can call it what you want it to call it, but that is my belief.
One of the real dangers of this, and it has to do with the transgender thing, in Ohio, a judge removed a biological girl from her parents' custody after they declined to help her transition to male with testosterone supplements. After the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Transgender Health Clinic recommended these treatments for the girl's gender dysphoria, the parents wanted to pursue counseling instead. Then the county's Family Services Agency charged the parents with abuse and neglect, and the judge terminated their custody.
That's just sick.
That's wrong.
And see, you just, that's another point that we need to touch on at some point. The judge. We have had too many way left liberal judges appointed over the past decades that are making these decisions. They're unelected, and I think appointed for this very purpose so they could help to make these changes. We're going to have to take a break to hear from our sponsors, but before we do, I'm going to read you an alert from the North Carolina Family Policy Council, ncfamily.org. It's alert. Urge your U.S. representative to oppose the so-called Equality Act. H.R. 5 is far from a bill about equality. In fact, it would elevate sexual orientation and gender identity to legally protected status in federal civil rights laws, placing these categories on the same tier as race, age, sex, and national origin. And you've heard how our panel here for CCTA Wake-Up Call feels, and we hope you feel the same way, and we'll take action to contact your representative. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we hope you enjoyed the first segment, and we're going to move right along because there's so much news, especially at the federal level right now. Let's talk a little bit about the Attorney General Barr and what actions he's been taking. He has appointed somebody to investigate the investigators.
Yes. Yeah. Hooray, hooray.
And his name is Durham. I can't remember his first name.
John
Durham. And My understanding from people in the know is that he's already done quite a bit of investigating before the public announcement was made, and has already got quite a bit of information to go on. But it appears that there will be, and I know we've heard this and we've been waiting for this, and but you know, a lot of things had to happen first, and we've gotten through the Mueller report now, and the president was vindicated because they found no evidence. And
after trying for how long and how much money?
Over
and
2 years
people?
And
$34 million.
Yeah, $34 million. And they're still trying.
Yeah, they haven't given up.
No, the left has not given up. They're still trying to find anything they can to destroy him, members of his family, people that fought for him, anything they can. And it's,
and Rick, that is the very reason this guy really needs to do a good job of trying to see if that thing was done lawfully or unlawfully.
I think these folks are a lot smarter than people give them credit for, because Barr didn't just walk in dumb and happy. He already knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd already had access to information and everything. And he was well prepared to do the job that he did. He's done everything to keep it above board, so there can be no accusations of, even though they are making accusations,
sure,
that he was protecting the president. They have nothing to back that up. So anyway, I'm pretty sure, and I think you can take it to the bank, we're going to start seeing indictments of some very high position officials. And they're going to be held accountable for their past actions. Mary, I think you were first.
The interesting part of this man who is doing the investigation is his history. He was the one that, when Whitey Bulger was supposed to be an FBI informant in Boston and is actually using his role as an informant to kill off the other gang leaders, one of the FBI guys went to jail because of the work of this man.
Right.
So he's not afraid to confront people doing bad things in the name of authority.
I think his job there was to see if Bulger had turned his handler with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard him referred to as Bulldog, Bob.
And I believe he was appointed as a U.S. attorney by Obama.
Yes.
Oh, really?
His record has shown that he's totally nonpartisan and not political. He upholds the law.
Takes the job seriously, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, very highly regarded from both sides.
I tell you what, Rick, I feel like if this doesn't happen the way you suggested, with indictments and people going to jail, the kind of horrible things that have been happening in the last couple of years will happen to every single president that the deep state doesn't agree with.
Right.
From now on, this is a turning point.
It's
either going to get better, or it's going to be much, much worse.
That was an accurate term you used, turning point. It's very important that we do at this point in time, because if we don't make it now, there is no turning back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It is absolutely appalling to me how horrible things have gotten.
Well, you can go to the Department of Justice website, and you can see that there are tens of thousands of sealed indictments have been put in place over the last couple of years. They're starting to be unsealed. They're going to be unsealed.
Bravo.
And those people are going to be held accountable. But like I said, you know, they haven't been sitting idle on their hands for the last couple of years. The work's been going on behind the scenes. The evidence out there, they've been gathering it. They've been trying to protect it, because the deep state was doing everything they could to erase it, get rid of it, hide it, deny it. These guys have been working real hard to try to bring it to light of day, and we, the people of the United States, deserve that and are looking forward
Thank
to
heavens,
it.
Thank heavens, yes.
So, anybody else have any comments on that?
Well, the only other thing is apparently on Fox News, James Clapper made the comment that he thought they're losing sight of the Russian the Russian interfering with our election. We're turning this into a political thing. Right. go for it, James.
And they're trying to push. They're still trying to push the narrative that the Russians hacked our voting machines.
Well, that's a huge part of the Mueller report. Is the biggest part of the Mueller report is the active attempts for Russia to hack into our social media and things like that.
Right, but
the voting machines.
Right,
yeah. Nobody claims that. Yeah, really. No.
Yes, they do.
Well, they may say that, but
they're claiming it.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's right, but that's one of those things that if you repeat it over and over and over again, a certain part of the audience out there is going to start believing it. And some people are repeating it. They do believe that the Russians were trying to hack into our voting machines, which is impossible because they're standalone machines. They're not connected to the internet. You can't hack into them. They're not computers that are.
And Rick, you were an IT specialist during your working career.
Yes.
And you serve as a judge, so you see exactly how it works.
Right.
Correct?
I know how the system works.
A poll judge.
Right.
I'm talking about.
Well, here in Craven County, we're using paper ballots. You have to fill in the little circles, and then it goes into a machine. It's not a computer. It reads the blocks that are filled in and logs it.
Is it in any way connected to the internet?
No, it's connected to an AC outlet, and that's it. It's not wireless. There's no wireless to it, so there's no way anybody can hack into it. So that's bad information.
Plus, all of the actual voting cards are kept. There is a percentage of the voting that apparently that Melanie has to or it gets to audit after the fact to prove that the numbers were accurate.
You're talking about direct elections here in Craven
yes.
County, correct?
Now,
they record the results in two different places, so
yes.
It can be checked.
Now, our biggest problem is after the fact. What happens with that data that's collected and reported to the state level, and is there election fraud? Yes, I believe there is.
Absolutely.
We have people that are looking at it continuously. Things don't match up. Things are unaccounted for, and nobody has the answers.
But that problem is within our own state. It doesn't come from Russia.
Right. And now to compound that problem even further, the state board has just gotten rid of its what was her title?
The Republican chair.
Yes.
Chairman of the Board of Elections?
Yes, the State Election Board.
Yeah.
They've replaced her now.
Is the Board of Elections and Ethics for some strange reason, but that's what it is.
Yeah, well, so it's even made it harder to keep it nonpartisan. Diane, you got your hand up?
Yeah, so we're talking about the active attempts for Russia to hack into our system. And it's mostly our social media. And so this has nothing to do with Trump. These are standalone, active attempts to get into our system.
Well,
it has nothing to do with
Let me correct you on that. They're not trying to hack into the system. They're trying to influence people's opinions with all these bots.
Exactly.
Just like if you look at the president's Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
every time he posts, you will see immediately following it the same, and they don't even use their real names. A couple of them do because they're paid to mm-hmm. do it. They automatically start attacking, and they're just bots.
What is a bot?
A bot is a fake account that is
by the opposition.
Yeah, like an opposition view. Usually it's they use artificial intelligence to generate the response to the tweet. So it's not like a real person giving their real opinion. It's computer generated.
Yeah, it's to create this illusion that there's a lot of opposition out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not real. It's giving you the impression. Like,
so it's based on trigger words that set them off or something? Is
mm-hmm.
that? Okay.
Now, there are some real people that are hired to do the Krashensteins or whatever their name are. Yeah, there's two brothers, and they're usually the first responders after every. And that's all they do. They're paid to sit there and do that negative. And they came out publicly and said, yeah, we're paid to do it. You know, that's what we do.
Hmm.
So it's not really hacking into the system. It's using the system to influence public opinion.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So a big part of the Mueller report has to do with these active attempts on a part of Russia. But I found it interesting that like 40%, 46% of that section alone is redacted. And the reason it's redacted is because it would reveal an ongoing or interfere with an ongoing investigation. So clearly our government is looking into what Russia is doing, hacking into our systems. But that redaction has nothing to do with hiding information about Trump, right? But that's 46%. So the Democrats are saying Barr is, you know, in contempt because he's won't release the fully unredacted version of the Mueller report. But that's disingenuous because a lot of these redactions have nothing to do with Trump. And in fact, you know, right. We talked about this last week. The Mueller report is in a room in the U.S. Congress. Any senator or congressman can go and look at it. They can't photograph it. They can't, you know, make copies of it. They can only take notes on it. But to date, Republicans have looked at it, but no Democrat has.
Right. And I think illusion here is a good word because what they are trying to create is an illusion mm-hmm. that the majority of the people are against what the president's doing yeah. and totally against his agenda, which is shown by the fact that he got elected and he has the polls are showing his support is not true. But it gives an illusion to a lot of people that want to believe that way.
Well, quite frankly, I am very, very thankful that he's doing the things he's doing. He's making things a lot better. We were going straight downhill financially and right. in a lot of other ways till he arrived on the scene.
Well, we keep saying Russia, 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 but you know who else is doing it? The DNC. Yeah. The DNC has mastered that. They're using social media, but they're also using the news media. Yeah. The mm-hmm. news media is in their pockets, and they're an extension of the DNC.
You
actually.
Know, to me, I really can't figure out who is the leader. Is it the Democrats or is it the media? They seem to be outdoing each other to see who can be more far left
well, I
than
think
the other.
I think they're all one.
Yeah, I think they're
entity.
All puppets, right?
All one entity. And yeah. guess what? When these indictments are unsealed, some of the media is going down because they violated the law with some of these news leaks that they've had and all that. And so you'll see that too. We got to take time for another break to hear from our sponsors. Please visit them. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we appreciate you sticking around to hear the next segment of our show. Last segment, we were talking about attempts to influence our elections by the Russians and using social media to do that. I got a news announcement for you. The White House launches a tool to report censorship on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. On Wednesday, the White House launched a new tool for people to use if they feel they've been wrongly censored, banned, or suspended on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear violations of user policies, the site reads. No matter your views, if you suspect political bias caused such an action to be taken against you, share your story with President Trump. A Twitter spokesperson responded to the new tool, saying, "We enforce the Twitter rules impartially for all users, regardless of their background or political affiliation. We are constantly working to improve our systems and will continue to be transparent in our efforts." Facebook, Google, and YouTube did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Over the past few months, Republicans have taken aim at social media networks, citing claims that conservatives have been wrongly censored on these platforms. Some committees, like House Energy and Commerce and Senate Judiciary, have even held hearings on the issue, where lawmakers questioned officials from companies like Facebook and Twitter over the alleged bias. The outrage started last April when the House Judiciary Committee invited pro-Trump online personalities Diamond and Silk to discuss being censored on social media. This spun off into the Senate, where Senator Ted Cruz later made it a key public policy issue by holding a hearing with Facebook and Twitter executives to discuss the alleged bias. Only two Democrats attended the hearing, where other Republicans like Senators Marsha Blackburn questioned representatives on why specific posts from their offices or from conservative firms were taken down. Just last month, President Trump met with Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Twitter representative said the meeting was supposed to focus on what the platform was doing to aid the opioid epidemic and discuss the health of the platform, but it was later reported that Trump spent a significant portion of their 30-minute discussion complaining that he was losing followers. So, the tool collects significant personal information from the user and near the end invites users to opt into email newsletters from the president so we can update you without relying on platforms like Facebook and Twitter. The tool, which is hosted on Typeform, asks users for screenshots and links of the offending content and provides a text field where users can describe the enforcement actions taken against them. The user is also asked to choose between Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or other as the platform where the offense took place. And that's currently going on.
So President Trump was complaining about that he himself was losing followers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Well, Rick, I don't know if we can really say, in all fairness, that these are platforms anymore, right? Platforms are neutral. And yep. If they're going about censoring, then the Twitter are acting... And Facebook, they're acting as
the editor,
producers, or publishers, right? And mm-hmm. editors. And so if they are, you know, if they are choosing to censor, then they've put themselves...
But they're still in denial. They're still denying that they do that. But I think...
Does anybody believe them?
No one believes
them.
Well,
I think a lot of it, actually, some of the people are so far gone, they actually believe they're doing the right thing. Because if you go up there and do a conservative post, it really offends them. They think it's offending most of the public, it needs to come down.
And I heard Zuckerberg, he was giving testimony, and he was saying that he has a group of young, I don't know, millennials or whatever, but they're in charge of, you know, reviewing the content. And they're all liberal. 100% are uber liberal.
Right.
So, of course, there's going to be a slant. But he has to take responsibility. He's choosing to review right. content. And so that's what one of the senators or House member
said. Like I've said before, there's a lot of well-meaning liberals out there.
He needs to hire some grandparents.
They really think they are doing a service to the public.
Well, Rick, didn't you say there's a place that those things can be reported?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it now?
It doesn't actually tell me where the link is here. There's some text that you can click on.
Okay.
You can go to Drudge Report. That's where I got this from. And it's TheVerge.com.
Verge.
V-E-R-G-E. And the title is White House Launches Tool to Report Censorship on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Okay. So, you know, it's been going on so long. Everybody knows it's going on. It's just like fake news.
Yeah.
Before he ever called it fake news, everybody knew it was fake news. Everybody that wanted to believe.
But we didn't have a catchy, short way to express ourselves. Right. Now we do.
It seems to me if enough people report it, maybe some action would result.
Right.
I think what's coming around is go around. So they're fake news and they're losing a lot of followers. And people are catching on. They're not getting... You know, the news that want.
Their ratings.
They're tired of the constant negativity.
Their ratings have plummeted.
They're tanked, they're laying off, you know, people. So.
And print media, same thing. Some of those newspapers and magazines are hurting bad because of their political views.
The only reason they're still on the air is because left-wing billionaires are financing
right.
them. Their ads are not covering.
I'm glad
broadcast.
You went there because it's not just left-wing billionaires that are financing them. All you folks that are paying a cable bill are financing them.
I don't do it anymore.
You're financing them.
You got us off, Rick.
Yeah.
If you haven't cut the cord,
a
portion of every time you pay your cable bill is being divided up and going to all of those liberal media outlets. It's also going to all those stations that have no moral guidelines and are trying to indoctrinate your children and you. You're paying that too. So think about that cable bill, where that money's going. You're helping those billionaires finance it. And you can cut the cable, keep the internet, and you can access pretty much anything you want to watch on online streaming. Mary?
Speaking of television that we're financing, PBS has a children's show called Arthur. And I figured out Arthur is an aardvark. That's what Arthur is. And he's kind of cute. And five-year-olds watch him. And
he's a cartoon character.
Yes, he is. Okay. But he's a cartoon version of an aardvark.
Not all people watch Arthur. I just wanted to let them know. It's a cartoon for kids on PBS.
Okay. Well, this season, Arthur is going to a wedding. He's going to his teacher, Mr. Ratburn's wedding. And Mr. Ratburn is marrying another man. This is a show aimed at five-year-olds. Now, I realize I'm incredibly old-fashioned, but I just don't think five-year-olds need to be dealing with this sort of thing.
Well, it's an indoctrination attempt. It's been working very effectively. It's in our preschools now.
But we're paying for PBS with our tax dollars.
Right. Well, not only is it the aardvark.
That offends me. It really does.
Not only the aardvark.
Not that you said it, but that it's true. Right. They take their tax money and give it to PBS.
Right. PBS, Public Broadcasting System, says got one of the most liberal political agendas there is.
Mr. Rogers never went to a gay wedding.
Nothing to see here, folks. Keep moving. Just keep moving along. Nothing to see here.
All right. Well, I've long been offended by the fact that we funded PBS.
Right.
Our tax dollars should not be going to it. If they are going to it, then it needs to become nonpartisan, and it's not. No matter what they say, they are very left-leaning.
It has a strong bias.
Rick, long been offended. what I want to bring in is a totally different subject, just for a moment, because recently everybody is up in arms because of the new tariffs against China. Oh, these new tariffs. We don't need these new tariffs or whatever. Well, you know what? China has had this war on us for years and years and years. And this is the first time that we're actually really taking any kind of action against them.
You know what?
It's not a new battle. It's an old battle that we haven't been fighting.
No, and if you want to really understand that, anybody who doesn't and they're wondering which way they should think, they really need to read Connie Hanna's Trump report in the County Compass that's on the newsstands right now. She simplifies some really complicated things and makes it crystal clear.
All right. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because I have been really offended by China for a long time. I've been triggered. Okay. And you just triggered me again. Everybody's in an uproar over the tariffs. Where have they been all these years when their children were being poisoned by the stuff that was coming into toys from China?
With lead paint.
Lead paint and mm-hmm. all kinds of other things. China does not have the same standards that we have, and they're not held accountable, and they're allowed to ship stuff into this country that is toxic and dangerous and stuff that we couldn't get away with here.
Yep.
A manufacturer here couldn't get away with it. It's been being imported for years and years and years. Where was the uproar then?
Yeah. And they also don't have the same patent law, so they steal our technology.
Oh. Right, you know? Right.
All right. Engineer and all that
One
stuff.
Thing that really troubles me about it is I hear these ads and announcements on the radio that the agricultural community is terribly against these tariffs because somehow it's going to affect our food provisions industry.
Yep.
And I really can't see that when so much of it, so much more is Chinese use so much more of our goods than we do of theirs. The balance is bound to make them.
Right. And look, there's other third world countries out there that would love to have access to some of our...
And Connie talks in her article about ways Trump is mitigating against that problem for the farmers,
yes.
too.
And you triggered me again. Again, I've been long offended. Long offended. When you brought up the agricultural issue there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm offended by ethanol. I am sick and tired of the ethanol in the gasoline that destroys small engines and is of no benefit. Anybody here know of one benefit of ethanol other than benefiting
raising corn?
Yeah,
that's the only benefit.
It doesn't benefit the consumer at all.
No,
at all. But anyway, before I get triggered again, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors.
But wait, chill. We've got other triggers.
Yeah, well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, if you were listening to the last segment, I got triggered a number of times, but don't worry, during the break, I left the room and went to my safe space for a few moments. I have recovered from that, and I'm ready to be triggered again. How?
It's a good thing, because Bob and Mary are plotting how to do it.
They're over with. I'm not going to them. I'm going to Hal. Hal over here is going to share some local stuff with us, I believe, with the county commissioners.
Well, the county commissioners is a big part of it. But what I really wanted to do was encourage people to come to our general business meetings. I mean, the business meetings that we have on the second Mondays. And this past Monday, we had one, which I was very, very pleased with. And, of course, what you just mentioned came up. So I want to cover that. But first, I want to say some other things that happened during that meeting. We had a lot of good committee reports, and I wish our people would come and to those meetings. They're on the second Monday in the evening. It started at 6 o'clock, like I said. And it's over at the
Highland Park Christian Church
on Carolina Avenue.
You can get all the information for that on our website, cctaxpayers.com.
Right. And one of the great reports that we had was from the Hillsdale Scholarship. And we're preparing for that, for our next meeting, to be able to present it to a very worthy person that we're happy that she'll be able to get it. Her name is Hannah Johnson, and she's the first recipient of our Hillsdale College Scholarship Award, and it's funded by Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. That'll be presented to her at our next open business meeting, and I'm really pleased with that. We also had a report about the state legislative action. That's another thing we do. We had watchdog reports, which is some of the things that Rick's referring to, and the vetting of some of the candidates. We've taken care of that, and we're trying to get our spread our influence across other states. Other areas. So we planned that a lot. But one of the things that happened was that I relinquished the chairmanship to Rick, who's a vice chairman, in order to make a motion. And what I wanted to do was ask Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to officially endorse my lawsuit our lawsuit now against the Craven County Board of Commissioners for their new rules of petitioning the board, which are very, very restrictive. And it's to me, it's just an outrage that they do that. There were several people that petitioned at that last meeting, and I was one of them. But these new rules have this strange language. It says speakers must be courteous in their language and presentation, must abide by generally accepted standards of decorum. That's a key word, decorum. Speakers should not make the same or repetitive comments, whether during a particular comment period or over the course of multiple comment periods. And speakers shall not attack or insult any person or group of people. And speakers shall not be belligerent or hostile comments during any comment period. Well, decorum is, it's an interesting word. As I say, I think that word was key to that statement. But what it basically means, the standard meaning for it, is behaving well and appropriately to the circumstances. So how many people could agree on what's behaving well and appropriately?
Who's going to define those standards?
Yeah. Rainer had some nice comments to make about that during the meeting. And one of them was not being able to repeat. Well, my gosh, some of those county commissioners just repeat and repeat and repeat every month and everything the same thing. And they do it again when they have a motion on the floor. They do it when they have their, at the end of the meetings, each commissioner gets a chance to report. And what's wrong with repetition? If they're going to keep repeating it, why can't the petitioners repeat the same problems?
Right. What you're referring to is they don't want you to come back at the next meeting with the same issue and keep repeating that. Let me interject something here for clarity for our listeners there. The rules that Hal's talking about are a direct violation of our First Amendment rights.
You're here.
Okay, and it's not in the written rules, but recently a local pastor was admonished by the chairman of the board.
That's Pastor Ray Griffin.
Right. He was admonished by the chairman of the board and was told he couldn't use the words Muslim and what was the
other? Democrat.
Democrat. He couldn't use those two terms because I guess they were offensive. Now, it's not, like I say, that's not written in the rules, but it is on video because all of those meetings are recorded. So that's very offensive that you can control somebody's speech. Freedom of speech has no limits on it.
Well, I mentioned that three people had petitioned, and Pastor Ray Griffin, again, was one of them who did that. And he said specifically, did you or did you not tell me that I could not use the words Democrat or Muslim? And, of course, they didn't answer. And he said, I can tell you the answer because, as you said, Rick, it's on the video. You can go back and look at it. And you actually told me that I could not use those words. And, Diane, you had an expression for that when you tell people in advance that there are certain words that are offensive and you can't use them.
It's the prior restraint or prior censorship.
Right, prior restraint and prior, which is an egregious violation of the First Amendment.
Especially in the political arena. That's when your speech is the most robust and most protected.
Right. Well, I'm real happy that CCTA has agreed to be a party to this. I first did it on my own, and then I thought, well, I really would like to have CCTA supporting this. I asked for it, and I got it in a motion at that meeting.
Well, I'd like to take it a step farther and ask our listeners to get on board and support this effort, and you can do that. Now, I know this is Craven County specific, and we have listeners in other counties, but trust me, it's coming your way. If you already haven't experienced it, it's going to happen because it started because of the prayer being said. And one person complained about they didn't appreciate the prayer, and now it's snowballing and mushrooming into this type of stuff. But you can attend the commissioner's meeting and make your voices heard. Raina?
At the risk of being repetitive, there is an article in this week's County Compass on the CCTA page, Can a Lawsuit Restore Free Speech in Craven County? Hal wrote it, and it has all the things that he said, but a lot of other background and supportive material. So if somebody is interested in helping us keep free or restore free speech, that would be a good thing for them to read by way of background.
And if you're asking what is this County Compass, it's a local newspaper that is free. It's printed weekly and is distributed all over coastal Carolina.
There are more than 900 points where you can pick up one.
Right. And usually outside of places of business, restaurants, and other areas. So look for
it. But a number of surrounding counties. I'm not sure how many we're in now. Do you know how?
About nine counties and about a 20,000 circulation.
Right. So be sure to look for the County Compass. And they have been very gracious to CCTA. We have a full page in there every week.
I think that pretty well covers what I had intended to, Rick.
Okay, well then I'm going to pass the ball over to your lovely wife, Rainer, and ask her to tell us about this next meeting we're having.
On the 21st, it's
Tuesday night. Right.
Yeah, and we're calling the basic program Back the Blue, and it's to honor outstanding law enforcement officers from New Bern, Beaufort, Carteret, Craven, and Pamlico. There are five officers who will be honored: Kevin Bryce, Jason Buck, Shane Keith, Hardison, and that's three names: Shane Keith, Hardison, Ryan Pittman, and Matt Scott. Last year when we did this, their supervisors told us a little bit about their stories, and then they talked to us also. And I was really amazed at some of the things we heard, and it was a good thing.
Right.
We have some really good law enforcement people
in
our area.
We do, and we need to recognize them, and I'm glad we're doing that.
And support them.
There might be a few more, because we haven't closed the door to others coming at this point.
Right.
No, it would be great to have people from all those jurisdictions to come to
support
their folks.
Okay, well, that's Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Tuesday night, the 21st, downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. It's monthly. We have those on the third Tuesday every month, free and open to the public.
There was one more thing that I wanted to add, and I didn't think about it. I'm going to invite other organizations that are interested in this, concerned about the free speech and infringement on the free speech, to join us in our efforts.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Also, at that business meeting, we had a visitor. Her name was Melody Clark from the Heritage Foundation. And the Heritage Foundation does some training for using social media for political activism.
Right.
And
that was a very good talk she did.
Right. So we have scheduled her for our July meeting, which I believe is the 16th of July. Again, that'll be the third Tuesday night of July at 7 p.m. downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. And she'll be providing that training And if you're
Rick, one correction, we may start earlier than 7 that one.
Right, I was getting to that. They're also going to be providing some snacks, some good eats. So if you come early.
The way she described it, I thought it'd make a good meal, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So look for it on Eventbrite.
Right. You will have to go to Eventbrite. All this information will be provided in the near future. You will have to RSVP there or get a ticket or whatever it is. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. But they need to know how many people are coming so they know how much food to bring.
I want people to understand that's our July meeting. We will have another public meeting in June.
We haven't scheduled that speaker yet, but we're working on it. So that's our July meeting. Again, the Heritage Action Foundation is going to be providing some activism training for social media.
And Melanie Clark is a very, very energetic, interesting person. She talks fast and with energy, and she's bubbly. She has laughter in her voice.
Yes, she does. We were glad to have her. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We appreciate you tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call and hope you'll come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email hal@cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact hal@cctaxpayers.com.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.